Romeo.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, hey, I'm surviving.
Who's going to be under center for you guys this week?
Oh, you know what? I got this media, the local media right after.
We won't tell nobody.
I know that. I know you won't. You'll keep it a secret, won't you?
We will. We'll keep it under our hats.
Okay, well, after I tell them, I'll tell them to call you.
Right. How about this? What do you like about Brady Quinn?
Well, I like his leadership qualities, and he's had experience with a couple different teams, and he's seen a couple different things. And so I think that will bode well for him.
Is Russ Hochstein going to snap the ball again this week, Coach?
Well, that's going to depend on Ryan Liljer to see how his injuries recover. And, you know, if Ryan can go, Ryan probably will be the snapper. But if Ryan cannot go, then Russ will be the guy.
How's Dwayne Bowe doing?
You know what? He's had a neck tightness, and we'll have to see what he can do today. But he's in the meetings, and so I think that if that neck will loosen up for him, he'll be okay. And we think that it will loosen up by Sunday.
Romeo, you saw Peyton an awful lot in your time with the Patriots. What are your impressions now, and how would you compare?
Well, as I was watching game tape, he looks like the Peyton of old to me. You know, he's really good with the football in his hands, and he commands that offense, and he studies. He's a great student of the game, and so he always studies the opponent, and he knows what to expect from the opponent. He can look at how a guy stands, whether he has 1 foot up, 1 foot back, and indicate to him what the player is going to do or what the coverage is, and then he can get his team into the right play call. And he's really accurate with the football, and he can throw guys open. And so he looks good.
Romeo, as a guy who's been a defensive coach for a number of years, can you just talk about the evolution it's been to where, you know, the priority has been gone from stopping the run, and maybe that's still a case to some extent, but it's way more about stopping the pass now?
Well, as this game has transitioned over the years, I think teams have started looking for ways to get chunks of yards because the old 3 yards in a cloud of dust just took too long. You know, to move the football and to put points on the board. And, you know, when you can put points on the board, that's how you're able to win games. And so the passing game provides you an opportunity to put chunks on the to get chunks of yardage so that you can put points on the board. That's the quickest way to do it. And so teams have gravitated to multiple wide receivers, spreading the defense out, looking for matchups so that they can in one play pick up 20 yards, whereas it may take you 6 plays to pick up 20, you know, running the ball. And so as teams have gravitated to that and seen the success of spreading the defense and throwing the ball, more teams have gone to it. So that pendulum has swung in that direction, that the passing game now has kind of taking the lead over the running game. And so when you look to defend teams, you have to be able to defend the pass more so than the run to a degree.
And then the Broncos, they tend to, would you agree, they when they run the ball, it's against the nickel? You know, that's kind of what teams do now is when they do run the ball, it tends to be against the nickel, the sub passing packages.
Yeah, that's exactly correct, because most of the time in the nickel, you have fewer big people in the game because you got more speed in the game because of the nickel. And then a lot of times the coverage will show itself more in nickel than it does, you know, when you got the big guys in there. And so it's easier for the quarterback to get to the side of the to the side of the ball that has fewer people, and then he could run into that side. Or, you know, if you feel like that you have to bring the safety down, you show your hand by bringing the safety down, and then you run away from the down safety. And so that's where teams have had more success against nickel as far as running the ball.
Coach, why has your team struggled scoring so much this year?
Well, it's a combination of things. We turn the ball over. And when you turn the ball over, you kill yourself as far as field position, opportunities to put points on the board, and some of those turnovers have come in the red zone. And then that momentum thing, it's called momentum, you know. When you turn the ball over, that affects the whole team. And so we've turned it over too much. We've given up too many scores ourselves. And so when you put those two things together, it's hard to win in the NFL because all the teams in the NFL have good ability. And when you give a good team the ball, give them field position, and give them points on the board, it's hard to come back.
You have had a good amount of success running the football. Do you think that you'll try to weigh on that a little bit to keep the ball out of Manning's hands? Is that one of the ways that you can look to contain him and contain the offense?
Well, I know that if Peyton is on the sideline and not on the field, that I have a better chance.
Romeo, in your experience looking at defensive guys through the years, how can guys like Von Miller, you know, at 240 pounds, generate such power in the rush?
Because he also has speed, and there's this term in football that says speed kills, and speed forces other players to do things that they don't normally do, you know. So if Vaughn lines up outside, and I know he's rushing the passer, and I know he has speed, I better get back, or either he's going to run past me. So in trying to get back to get set to keep him from running by me, then he turns into me to power me because I'm not set, you know. And so he uses that combination of speed, quickness, and he just has that knack of knowing when to spin, when not to spin, when to go to the power rush off of his speed, and that makes him a very effective rusher and a very good player.
What do you got planned for Thanksgiving, Romeo, and besides after practice, I take it?
Yeah, after practice, after we get the tape graded and get prepared for Friday, I'll get to go home for a couple of hours and spend some time with my wife and my daughter and her family. They're in town, so I'll get to enjoy a couple of hours of Thanksgiving.
Coach, have you had moments of regret about taking the head coaching job in the past year?
No, I don't regret taking any job. And in this business, you know, you take a job and you really don't look back. Now, am I frustrated with where my team is? Yes, I'm frustrated. But I don't regret taking a job.